Blog Talk Radio.
Exactly what we want, sheep. We want salvation, Israelites. You are the children of the Bible. Those people in Israel in Revelations 2 and 9 and 3 and 9, God says that he knows their work and they are not the children of Israel. And for years, we have not been taught what the Bible says correctly about us. We, the ones that call us African American or brown skinned people or black people, we are the children of Israel. We didn't know it. You know, read Revelations, not Revelations, but Psalms, I forget what. Psalms 83, I think it is, and where these nations got together and said they would conspire against us. It tells you the names of all the nations that got against us and tried to make us forget. But I would tell you, sheep, or what color you are, our Father may accept you. I will ask you all to read for yourself Psalms 83. Read it for yourself. You might get a better understanding than I. Let me tell you, sheep, that September the 19th, well, September the 30th is the Feast of Trumpets. That's one of God's holidays. September the 19th, excuse me. It is the Feast of Trumpets. That's one of our holidays that we should celebrate. We are not to celebrate Christmas is Halloween or whatever else that man has made. What we will do is try to celebrate the feast of our fathers in heaven. You can find those dates in the book of Leviticus, that's the Old Testament of the Bible, and it gives you the feast that we are to celebrate. And our upcoming feast is on September the 19th, not the 30th, September the 19th. That will be Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets. That's where you would blow your trumpets. They are called shofar. That's where you would blow those long horns, look like the horns of a billy goat. They are called trumpets as well as shofar. Our next thing that we should celebrate, that will be on September the 19th as well. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. And you will find it in Book of Deuteronomy, the Ten Commandments. It tells you to keep the Sabbath holy. And that will begin in this evening time, around this time, and it will end around this time tomorrow evening. That is, you're not supposed to work that day. Not at all. If I have a chance, I will read the Ten Commandments. And those are the least things that our Father expects of us. As well as, I would tell you a few other things, if I can find them. I have them written down someplace. Hosea 6 and Hosea in Old Testament book, chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of God." And I intend to read to you the Ten Commandments after I finish talking with you, see, as well as I'm belching again. In 2 Timothy, this is found in the New Testament, chapter 2, verse 15, it tells you to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Those are the least things that our Father in heaven expects of us. And I will admit to you, I don't remember them all. I hope that I will remember when he comes back to get us. And a lot of people are saying, it's taking him too long to come back. He's sit on your porch if you have to, and if you can. It might be too cold when he comes out to get us. But whenever he comes to get on him, and I hope that he takes me with him. I want to go back to heaven. I have caught enough hell on this earth from the white man. And I just have. And I'm telling you, sheep, don't be like dogs to those people. You are not supposed to marry them or to give your children to them. That's why I tell you all to read the Bible for yourself. You will find of Ezra. Ezra is in the Old Testament. In chapter 9, verse 2, that you are the holy seed. The last time before this, I was cut off when I was saying that you are the holy seed, black man. That's why the white police are killing you. You have something special that no other man on this earth has. And you need to know this. Those of you who are listening, write down Ezra 9, verses 2. That, and tell the black men that they have the holy seed. You're not supposed to be killing each other. Don't do that. God has not told you to kill each other. That's the devil that has told you to kill each other. Don't do that, such things. I ask that you seek, have your pen, paper, and pencil, the three P's, to write down whatever it is that I say to you, whatever scriptures that I say to you. Young folks may have notepads or notebooks or notepads. Those are technological things that younger folks have these days. And I don't, it's good to know how to use those things, but I have chose not to use those. And you don't have to when you can be trained to use them for yourself if you like. You have that option. And I thank God for allowing us to have that option these days. Now, on my computer, I see that we are to read 1 Kings, tell you that we have gone a little further, read it a little further than 1 Kings chapter 4. I am going to start reading from 1 Kings chapter 16 today, and I hope that my Father in heaven will allow me to read chapter 16, and if possible, chapter 17. But I know that I will probably not read chapter 17. So let me start reading as much of chapter 16 of Kings as I can. So come along, read with me. Kings is found in the Old Testament of the Bible. And hopefully, before our Father in heaven comes back, I will have read all of the Old Testament, but it has been projected by some of those who are listened to on YouTube that our Father will probably be here around December the 20th. So whatever things that you need to get done, get them done, because December the 20th is coming up quickly. And I need to, whatever things that I want done, my other book I want done. I have two books that I want to get done. I'm still writing the last one, and that's where I met my Father in heaven. And I called it the encounter. I just wrote notes on it. I should have written all the things down that I had wanted. I had that experience happen to me about it happened a few years before my mother passed on. And I hope to see her again when I am in heaven. I tried my best to live by what is in the Ten Commandments. Again, you can find those in two chapters two books of the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. You will find those Ten Commandments. Oh, I was just about to read something else. I will go to the Ten Commandments so you will know what they are. Let's see. You know, how can God judge us in the world? We don't have laws. Our Father gave us laws, not the devil or whoever else you may serve. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What are your other gods? Smoking cigarettes, gambling, other women and men? You're not supposed to have other gods before this one God who is a spirit. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven images or anything like that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father upon the children, upon the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now, I have heard Jesus is not a God. I have not read that I did read something that he's invisible to us like a shadow, but I am not using the right word that he said, that I read, that our Father is not like man, because I can't remember what he said, but he is real. See, you know that. Know that our Father in heaven is real and he loves us. He gave us commandments so that we can live again. You know, what the other gods or people that call themselves gods, what commandments they leave for us? No, none but him, the righteous one. And that's one we should follow. There are other names people have for him. They have Yeshua or some of the other names. I can't think of them right now. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. So don't take our Father's name in vain, or curse his name, or misuse his name, but love the Lord with all your heart. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day. God did not tell you to remember Saturday, Sunday, not Saturday, but Saturday is the Sabbath day. He did not tell you to remember Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. He told you the Sabbath day. And you see, went on the first day of the week. You would go on Sundays. And maybe that's why we no longer have church services on Sunday, because you were going the wrong day. Our Father in heaven says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy works. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy maidservant, nor thy man, not thy manservant, nor the maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Remember the seventh day is Saturday. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He made it holy. That's what hallowed means. So the fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Explanatory by itself. You don't kill what God has given you. For instance, don't kill the babies that you carry in your belly. You're not supposed to do what the law of this land tell you to do. You are to be in compliance with everything, but some things, well, you're not everything. You shall not kill. And there's a rule in the law of the land that you can kill your baby, have an abortion, but you are not supposed to kill. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Husband, be faithful to your wife, unto your husband. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. That's explanatory in itself. You don't take what's not yours. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Don't lie on your neighbor. Why should you do that? The tenth commandment, thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's house. Covered means to be envious of your neighbor's house. Nor shalt thou cover thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. And for ass, I said, nor his donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. You should not be envious of your neighbor, period. And that's, you know, God does not want you to do those things. He tells, I had the belt again. He's the only person that told us prophets what to write and left us what we should do, the things that we do. You also study history as when they are. They are not just you are not supposed to do. And I don't do those. Let's start reading from our Father what he has told us to do. Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hananiah, against Baal, saying, and a lot of these words, I don't know them. I will try to pronunciate them as well as spell them out to you if I deem such. Verse 2, for as much as I exalted thee out of the dust and made thee prince over my people Israel, and thou hast walked in the way of Jeroboam and hast made my people Israel to sin, provoke me to anger with their sins. Behold, I will take away the prosperity of Bashan. That's like the children or the future generation. The prosperity is the future generation or the children of Bashan. And the prosperity of his house, and will make thou house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. That's spelled N-E-B-A-T. Him that died of Bashan, that's spelled B-A-A-S-H-A, in the city of the verse 4, let me start reading it again. Him that died of Bashan in the city dogs eat, and him that dies in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. Now the rest of the acts of Bashan and what he did and his might, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel? We will be reading the book of Chronicles as soon as I finish reading the book of Kings and all of the books of 2 Kings. Then I think we will start reading from the book of Chronicles. Let me read a little further on in verse 6. So Bashan slept with his fathers and was buried in Tirzah, T-I-R, Eliha, the son, reigned in his stead. And they also, by the hand of the prophet Jehu, the son of Hananiah, came the word of the Lord against Bashan and against his house, even for all the evil that he did in the sight of the Lord, and provoking him to anger with the works of his hands, and being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed him. Verse 8. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Eliha, the son of Bashan, to reign over Israel in Tirzah 2 years. Tirzah is spelled T-I-R-Z-A-H. And his servant Zimri, captain of half the chariots, conspired against him as he were in Tirzah, drinking his death drunk in the house of Agar, steward of his house in Tirzah. Zimri went in and smote him and killed him in the 27th year of King Asa of Judah and reigned in his stead. I said Zimri, but I think it's maybe Zimri. It's spelled Z-I-M-R-I. Verse 11, and it came to pass when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on the throne, that he slew all the house of Baasha. He left him not one that pisses against the wall, neither of his folk kinsfolk, nor of his friends. Thus Zimri destroyed all the house of Baasha, according to the words of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha by Jehu the prophet. And all the sons of Baasha and the sin of Eliha, the son which they sinned, and they made Israel to sin, and provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Many words can describe vanities. Pride or arrogance. That describes vanities along with other words. Now the rest of the acts of Eli, all that he did, and they are not written in the books of Chronicles of the kings of Israel. In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tirzah, and his people were encamped against Gibeon, which belonged to the Philistines, and the people that encamped heard say, Zimri has conspired with and has also slain the king. Wherefore, all Israel made Omri, the captain of the host of king over Israel that day in the camp. And Omri went from Gibeon, and all Israel with him, and they besieged Tirzah, T-I-R-Z-A-H. And it came to pass when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the palace of the king's house and burnt the king's house over him with fire. He died, and his sin which he sinned in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, he walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sins which he did to make Israel to sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri and his treason that he brought. That's like he shaped out or hammered out. And they are not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Let me read that last sentence. Are they not written in the book of the kings of, in the chronicles of the kings of Israel? Then were the people of Israel divided into two parts? Half of the people followed Tibni, that's spelled T-I-B-N-I, the son of Gibbat, spelled G-I-N-A-T-H, to make him king, and half followed Omri, that's spelled O-M-R-I. But the people that followed Omri prevailed against the people that follow Timnah, the son Ginath, spelled G-I-N-A-T-H. So Timnah died, and Omri reigned in the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah. Omri to reign over Israel. Let me read verse 23 again for your hearing sake. 30 and first year of Asa, king of Judah, began Omri to reign over Israel. 12 years, 6 years reigned he in Tirzah, T-I-R-Z-A-H. And he brought the hill Samaria, Shema, verse 24. Let me start reading that again so he can have a better understanding. And he bought the hill Samaria of Shemai for 2 talents of silver, and built on the hill, and called the name of the city which he built, neither the name of Shemai, owner of the hill Samaria. But Omri wrought evil. Well, he shaped the broad eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all that were before him. For he was in all the ways of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in the sins wherewith he made Israel to sin, to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger with all their vanities. Remember, vanities are pride or arrogance. Now, the rest of the people of, let me read verse 27 again. Now, the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did, and his might that he showed, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Omri slept with his father and was buried in Samaria. And Ahab, his son, reigned in his stead. And in 38 Asa of Judah began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in sight of the Lord above all that were before him. Oh, I have 4 minutes left. And it came to pass, as it was when he been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, for the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, that spelled E-T-H-B-A-A, king of the Zodians, and went and served Baal and worshiped Baal. Baal is a deity or like a devil. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove. Let me read verse 33. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. In his days did Hiel the Bethelite build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abraham's firstborn. That's spelled A-D-I-R-A-M, Abram's firstborn, and set up his gate, youngest son, Segub, that's S-E-G-U-B, according to the words of the Lord, which he spake by Joshua, the son of Nun. That is reading chapter 16. I will ask you to read chapter 17 and 18 if you can for our next session. I will see you, talk with you next Tuesday. I want you to purchase this song played by my nephew and his college friend over at from Columbia College in Chicago. The name of the song, which is from Google Play, if there is a Google Play, or iTunes or Apple Play. So I want you to remember that God loves you, and so do I, but God loves you more. And remember, September the 19th will be the Feast of Trumpets, or it's called Rosh Hashanah. Remember, you're not supposed to serve anything.
Father, help your children. Let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down.